Rave Radio. Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Ingram Micro. You can, of course, check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. And for the past 2 weeks, we've been doing a lot of podcasts leading up to the ISE, the Integrated Systems Europe show, and today is no different. I have on the call with me today, on our podcast today, Eric Cantrell. Eric Cantrell is the North American Sales Manager for Medialon. For us, first of all, Eric, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the call, Gary.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. There's a lot of great new products launching at ISE this year, and you're going to be launching a brand new way of doing control, and you'll be exhibiting in your distributor's booth, which is ComTech. For those of you who don't know ComTech, they've been around for years and years and years. They're based out of Germany, but they've got offices all around Europe, and that you'll be exhibiting in Hall 2 in stand number A42, and you're going to launch a new product called Overture. Tell us about Overture.
Overture is an enterprise-class AV control software system. The idea is to take AV control out of each individual room where you've got dozens and dozens of boxes and touch screens. Everybody's got a touch screen in their pocket, and we're going to centralize the control of those thousands of devices in a building from that one piece of software, which is also going to deliver dynamically generated, customized personal user interfaces. So each person that touches the system from their iPhone in their pocket is going to get an AV control experience that's specialized for them. So the janitor can turn the lights on and off, but can't make a telephone call or launch a video conference. Or a technician could walk in and be able to troubleshoot a room just by showing up and having their own iPhones.
So instead of it being room-based control, so that you're only the way that most people set up control systems nowadays in an enterprise-wide application where you have a lot of different meeting rooms or a university campus where you have a lot of different classrooms, each room would have its own control system interface for what will work in that room. In your case, you're allowing the individual have their own control system interface so that they're only controlling the equipment they actually need to use in the room.
Right, and it's context specific. So if I'm in conference room B, I'm only going to be able to control the equipment in conference room B. So it's context aware about what you need to do at the moment.
So Medialon, in case people haven't heard of Medialon, it's a unique sort of approach. I guess I would sort of consider it sort of like a hybrid of a traditional control system and a cloud-based control system is the way I've always sort of described it to people. If you don't know about them, you should check them out at Medialon.com, which is Medialon.com. Eric, if someone wanted to become an integrator for Medialon, is it something they just call you up and sign up, or is there some sort of process they need to go through, or how would they actually become an integrator for your product and technology?
Well, first you would start by talking to one of our sales reps and indicate your interest, and we'll talk you through what our system does and see if you're a good fit. And then if you're a European customer, you'd go to buy your products through ComTech, obviously, so you need to sign up through them. In the US, you would just call me, and we don't have a distributor in the US. We just sell direct here.
So the way the system connects to what piece of hardware is providing sort of the hub to control all the devices, explain that to the listener.
So since Overture is a software-based solution, it can live on any PC in the network that can touch all of the AV devices over the network using UDP, TCP, et cetera. If you need serial control, you can break them out using various little port servers like Global Cache or Mox or Comtrol. But because it's a software-based solution, we made it so that it could run within a virtualized virtual machine on a cloud server, basically. It, not necessarily on the cloud. It could run on the cloud.
Right.
But it could run within a cluster server, such as a VMware vSphere.
Right. So you could have like a server that's on a campus that's managing the control for the entire campus.
Exactly.
Right. Or you could, if there is a corporation that has multiple offices around the country, then they, or around the world for that matter, they could in fact control everything from basically the cloud. I mean, basically the user interface is coming off the cloud.
Or a data center somewhere in St. Louis or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And because everything is tied in together and you're tied in with your corporate network resources and your IT resources, you can take advantage of things like room booking, like you would have in Microsoft Outlook and Exchange, and the rooms can prepare themselves ahead of a class or ahead of a conference call.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about going to the room and doing it. You could actually do it before you even get there or even automate that process if it was a time process for scheduling.
Exactly. And security is a really big concern also for IT departments, especially since we're putting all this additional stuff on their network. So they like to know that we're securing that. And we can secure the access to the AV system through the same sign-on credentials that they're using that are logged into Active Directory. So you have your same password for your email as for your log on to your computer, and it also gets you into your screen on the AV system as well through Overture.
So everyone should check this out. It's a different way of doing control, but it's sort of the direction that all the control systems, interestingly enough, are moving. You guys started there. So it's medialon.com, and they will be exhibiting at ISC. I know a lot of you that are listening are going to head over to Amsterdam next week and will be at ISC. And all you got to do is go to Hall 2, booth A42. They'll be in the Comtech booth, COMM-TEC, which is a big distributor in Europe, based out of Germany, but they've got offices all around Europe. And, of course, if you want to become an integrator for Medialon, you can contact them at medialon.com. Eric, thank you very much for joining us, and I wish you guys the best of luck in your exhibit next week.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy the show.
Thank you very much. And this is Gary Kay, and you've been listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. We have a few more podcasts before we are actually in Amsterdam. Then we'll be podcasting live from Amsterdam. We'll do at least 20 or 30 live broadcasts from the show. So keep listening, keep watching, and keep paying attention at ravepubs.com. Thank you.